we're certainly disappointed with their decision, and in looking at their response in detail, in particular, the area that we've had the greatest concern with was the use of the market basket approach, which is a very ambiguous process. And we detailed out the cost, I thought, relatively clear. And again, as they fell back onto that market basket approach for their analysis, they still failed to provide us any real evidence or information of exactly how that calculation process works to justify the cost calculation that they came up with.
All right. For those that don't know, what is a market basket?
Well, and honestly, it's I'm asking the same question myself. I've been researching it for ever since the initial announcement came out, and it's a very odd process to use in a technology-related application. It's primarily designed for commodity-type purchases, and it's something used typically in retail stores and grocery stores and things along those lines to evaluate pricing of commodity items. And in this particular case, it did not take into account the long-term cost, which in a contract like this over 10 years has a dramatic impact on that calculation.
What's the next step at this point for Skyward?
Well, at this point, we are still just reviewing the documents for one last time, and we'll be looking to file our appeal within the five-day window here to the Department of Administration.
Anything I've missed? Anything you think people should know?
Not at this time. I think we'll have, you know, certainly we have quite a bit of information that we had received through a Freedom of Information Act request that we're reviewing that information as right now. And I think, you know, as that is finalized, our appeal is finalized, we'll have that information available to share.